Well, hello guys. Maybe you all know this picture and then thumbnail. This is a 67-year-old grandmother who's on death row in Indonesia prison. And it's death by firing squad. And there's a story in the newspaper written by a Femon, four Femons. So obviously it's going to be slightly biased. Now, as we know as guys, there's far more guys on death row than there is Femons. You could probably count them on two hands, right? Is that because Femons are far better people, really? No, it's just the way the law works. Society is a lot harder on males than it is on Femons. But this news item's supposed to stir up sympathy for these Femons on death row. But she's there for the same reason that all these mostly men in jail are, or on death row. She made bad decisions. Of course, as usual, according to her, she didn't do really anything wrong. Anyway, she was duped and forced to by, obviously, somebody else. And this news item tries to make her out the victim, of course. Now here's another Femon, who is on death row. And this is India, and I think they use hanging in there. She was convicted of killing her husband, drugging his food, and then slitting his throat. I think she tried to kill him with a hammer first, but it was too messy. Apparently all to get his money. And the boy on the right, who is his son, who's 17 now, said he will never forgive her. Once again, this Femon's in jail, facing the death penalty because of her bad decisions. And for me, it's very hard to me to think of her as the victim when this man is no longer on the planet because of her actions. And this boy no longer has a father. Now here's another Femon who's been on death row for 20 years. And I believe this is in the US, so it's lethal injection. She was convicted of killing a young mother and trying to steal her newborn baby. And although the evidence was overwhelming, she still maintains her innocence, as mostly all of them do. And once again, she's in the jail because of her bad decisions. But although she says she's innocent and she wasn't even there, the evidence shows that she was actually the ringleader and the instigator of the whole thing. Now, this news item is supposed to drum up sympathy so that all these Femons can be freed. What do you think, guys? Because they're Femons, should they be freed? All these Femons and feminists everywhere are fighting for equality. They're going to be really shocked if they get it. The statistics in the United States in 2021 for death row inmates was 97.9% males and 2.1% Femons. And that's supposed to assume that all Femons are better than men, but really all it means is Femons get the pass, don't they? As I've said before, I see a lot of bad men. Sure, men can be bad, but Femons are the only ones I've seen be absolutely evil. Let me know what you think, guys. Take it easy.